Trinadapi Sunichena Taradivasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamai Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. So it was requested that I talk about Lord Nityananda, since his appearance was at the beginning of the month, and that's what they want. And I always give the host what they want. That's why I'm so popular. So first is the five verses which are found in the introduction, not the introduction, but the opening verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are 14 Sanskrit verses which are what you could say the mission statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first six verses is about Lord Chaitanya. Then the next five are about Lord Nityananda. Now, it would be good if you repeat after me. Okay, since it's a prayer, then you'll get more out of it. Please repeat. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions, and the portions of his plenary portions. Very good. So now, quiz time. So what do we call the Vishnu that lies on the Karana or causal ocean? What's his name? He lies on the causal ocean. Come on. You know this one. What? I can't hear you. Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. All right. The next one lies on the Garbhadaka Ocean. His name is? Yes, say it. Thank you, daughter. Thank you. Can you move over so I can see you? No, no, you're fine. You don't have to move. Because I have a feeling she's going to answer a lot of questions. And what do we call the Vishnu that lies on the ocean of milk? What's his name? Besides Mitravinda. Come on, everybody should know this one. Shirodakshayi Vishnu. Very good. All right, now we'll repeat. We have four more prayers. Oh, am I scaring you away? No, okay. All right, please repeat. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of. So here's our next question. Who are the four persons who comprise the Chaturvyuha? You got three. What's the fourth one? Vasudev. Very good. Where's my daughter? Oh, there she is. Okay. All right. All right. We continue with the prayer. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. All right. Very good. Please repeat. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Mahavishnu, lying on the Karana Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. We got two more. Please repeat. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Question. Excellent. Very good. So something comes out of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. What comes out? A lotus flower. And who takes his birth there? Lord Brahma. Very good. And Lord Brahma is the what of the universe? The... not the maintainer, creator. What would be a better word than creator? Engineer. Yes, it's better. And that's exactly what Prabhupada uses here. Engineer. All right. Last one. You're doing good. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakashayi Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart. So therefore we just learned that Krishna in the heart is actually Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. All right. Very good. Now, the next thing, there are some verses in our Vaishnava songbook which directly deal with Lord Nityananda. Kobe Nityananda More Kori Doya Charaibe Mora Vishayera Maya Dia Mora Nija Charanera Chaya Namera Hatete Dibe Adikar. Please repeat, because this is a prayer. When will Lord Nityananda show me mercy and release me from the illusion of materialism? Yes, this is a significant thing. Materialism is an illusion. The reality is spiritualism, your spiritual life. That's the reality. Please continue. When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and let me enter the marketplace of the holy name? So this, what we're doing here, this is the marketplace of the holy name, Sankirtan. Now, test time. There's another song about Lord Nityananda, and repeatedly it says in that song, how do you purchase the holy name? What is the purchasing price? The only thing required to chant. What is the... nope, not humility. Almost. Desired good. Before you have desire. That's close. Before you have desire, what do you have? Faith. That's the whole song of that Nityananda, the marketplace of the holy name. Nityananda says, I will give you the name. You just have to have the faith that chanting will deliver you. Now, you know as well as I do, not everybody has that faith. If you have that faith that simply by chanting the name of God, I will be delivered, you have the best gift in the world. Because not everybody's got that. Regardless, that's a gift that you have faith. Yes, simply by chanting, I will get. So the question may be, okay, I don't have the faith. Where am I going to get it from? Huh? From devotees. Specifically, which devotee in particular? Yes, your guru. He's the one that really enthuses you, inspires you to chant. Yes, the other devotees can give you, but the one that's really going to give you that firm faith to really take on this chanting is going to be your spiritual master. As I've said many times, for me, obviously, it was Srila Prabhupada. No Srila Prabhupada, no me. I would be who knows where. But somehow or other, Prabhupada was able to instill in me the faith that just by chanting, everything will happen. Everybody chant. All right, so we have some more prayers. Arkabe nitai chand koruna hoibe sangsana bhasana morkabe tuch abe. Please repeat. When will that day come when Lord Nityananda gives me his causeless mercy so that my desire for material enjoyment becomes very insignificant? So that is those of us who are householders, which I think is 90% of us. That is our big problem, balancing material life and spiritual life. As I've said billions of times, you can't have both increasing. One has to decrease, then the other can increase. So the idea is our material desires should be going down. Little by little, you should be noticing that your material desires are becoming less, like it says here, insignificant. And the Bengali word, tucha. Tucha means garbage. They're doing it. So we want to see in our spiritual development that our material desires are decreasing and our spiritual desire is increasing. That's, you know, you're doing good. So the good way to test your spiritual pulse, how eager are you to chant, to read, and to associate with devotees or do service? Or am I more eager? Money, more fame, more prestige, more power. I have to get 5 Super Bowl rings. No, the material desires should be de-escalating. And my spiritual desires should be increasing. Next prayer. Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Suki Kripa Bhalakana Koro Ami Boro Duki. Please repeat. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Because look at his name, Nitya Ananda. Ananda means spiritual bliss, and Nitya means always. Please repeat. Since you are always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me. So is Lord Nityananda here? So, let's ask him. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. Anybody here not want to be happy? Everybody wants to be happy. So here's a nice prayer that we pray to Lord Nityananda, please make me happy. Now, for my next little, are you liking it? Are you enjoying? Is it good? May I continue? All right. Here is a translation to another song by Lord, about Lord Nityananda. Is Laurie still here? You got a nice seat? Okay. You're comfortable? Okay. We're good? Okay. Okay, so here is another song about Lord Nityananda. Well, I care about my people who come to my programs. I care about each and every one of you. I want you all to be happy. Okay. Please listen. I won't make you repeat. You had enough of that. The noble Lord Nityananda Rai is never angry, for he is the personification of supreme transcendental bliss. He is devoid of any concept of false ego. Lord Nityananda wanders about the town. So false ego means what? I am man. I am woman. I am Hindu. I am ISIS. I am whatever. This is all false ego. What is real ego? I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That's real ego. Okay, next verse. Going from door to door in the residences of the most fallen and wretched souls, he freely distributes the gift of the Harinam Mahamantra. So that is what our movement is about. We are giving freely the Hare Krishna mantra. We don't care. Oh, somebody has just woken up from their little nap. Welcome, Mr. Arjuna. Very good. So, we are meant to give the holy name to anyone and everyone as much as we can. Okay, number three. He, Nityananda, exclaims to whomever he sees, while holding a straw between his teeth, please purchase me by worshiping Gaura Hari. Everybody say, Gaura Hari, of course, is who? Lord, Gaura Hari is who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, my dear brother, I am grasping your feet. Oh, Madhai. At your feet, I request you to just once chant, Hari! Hari! That's better. Just once, dear Madhai, just chant, Gaura Hari! Please chant his holy name, and you will be delivered from the material world. That's why Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that actually in the beginning, people should be encouraged to chant the names Nitai Gaur so that they become free from offenses and then they'll be able to chant Hare Krishna. So if somebody has a hard time chanting Hare Krishna, no problem. Get them to chant Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, everybody. Right, then they'll become free from, you like that, huh? Good. Then they'll become free from offenses. When I was working in a job in Westwood, this is how I would answer the phone. Haribol. Haribol. I wanted them to hear something. They, of course, thought I was saying a weird way of saying hello, because I was saying it real fast. Horrible. Try it sometime. Saying this, Nityananda rolls on the ground, appearing like a golden mountain tumbling in the dust. He rolls on the ground and he roars, Gauda Hari Hari. The author, Lochan Das, whoever has not experienced the awakening of affection for such an incarnation as Nityananda, that sinful person simply comes and goes uselessly in the cycle of repeated birth and death. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. One more time. All right, I'm going to finish up with one little excerpt from an incident between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Are you ready? Good. Who said that like that? Very good. Like that. Very good. As it says here, at the end of the four-month Chaturmasya period, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again consulted with Nityananda Prabhu in a solitary place every day. No one could understand what their consultation was about. Then Advaita Acharya said something to Lord Chaitanya through gestures and read some poetic passages which no one could understand. Seeing the face of Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya smiled. Understanding that the Lord had accepted his proposal, Advaita Acharya started to dance. No one knew what Advaita Acharya requested or what Lord Chaitanya ordered. After embracing Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya bade him farewell. Then Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda. So it's just Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Here's what Lord Chaitanya says. Please hear me, O holy man. I now request something of you. Kindly grant my request. Do not come to Jagannath Puri every year. Rather, stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. You can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone who can fulfill my mission there. Nityananda then replied, O Lord, you are the life, and I am the body. There is no difference between the body and life itself, but life is more important than the body. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. In this way, Lord Chaitanya embraced Nityananda Prabhu and bade him farewell. He then bade farewell to all the other devotees. So, what Lord Chaitanya was saying is this, the moral of the story. Lord Chaitanya was staying in where? And when he took sannyas, where did Lord Chaitanya stay? Jagannath Puri. Now, previously living in the first 24 years of his life, where did he live? Navadvip. So those devotees who lived in Navadvip, they would only get to see him once a year. They would walk from Navadvip all the way to Jagannath Puri. And they would only be with Lord Chaitanya for 4 months during the Chaturmasya season. Then after the Chaturmasya season, they would go back home. But here, Lord Chaitanya is telling Nityananda, I don't want you coming. I want you to stay, and I want you to preach. So when Prabhupada is explaining this in the book, Prabhupada is saying that don't think that Lord Chaitanya is being mean to Nityananda, because as he said, Nityananda, you can do something even I can't. Because the idea was Lord Chaitanya had to stay in Jagannath Puri. He couldn't remain in Navadvip. That was not proper. And it was arranged, because of his mother, he arranged that he would stay in Jagannath Puri. It wasn't that far of a distance, so his mother would always hear news of him, because she wouldn't come. She did not travel. The other devotees from Navadvip would come, but she always stayed at home. But when the devotees went back, they would tell her, your son did this and this. So she would hear all the news about her son, Lord Chaitanya. So it was not that Lord Chaitanya was punishing Nityananda by saying, don't come. But he was giving him actually great mercy, because service, that's the highest thing. Rendering service, especially service in separation, that's the highest benediction. So he was giving Nityananda an opportunity, as he said, you can do something even I cannot do. So Nityananda is very famous in Bengal, Bangladesh, because he followed Lord Chaitanya's instructions and preached extensively in the Bengal area. So sometimes you may be given an instruction and it may not be something that you personally enjoy, but understand that if the instruction comes from your spiritual master, that is the spiritual master's blessing. When the spiritual master gives you an instruction, there is your opportunity to become advanced. So if I am your Shiksha Guru, my instruction to you, simply chant the Maha Mantra. I'm the easiest Shiksha Guru there is. Chant the Maha Mantra and book a program at least once a year. Everybody chant.